in his third year as chairman of the National Biodiesel Board is Daryl Brinkman, who is here with me in this interview. And Daryl, just for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background that's led you to this position.
Well, I farm in southern Illinois with my brother, about 1,800 acres of corn, soybeans, and wheat. A number of years ago, I got involved with the Soybean Association, and at that time, biodiesel was just getting started. The board had been formed. They spent years and years doing research and trying to figure out what worked best and what didn't work, creating demand, educating people, and eventually, I was on the American Soybean Association board at the time, and they asked me to represent them on NBB, and it's just phenomenal what's happened in the last 16 years.
Well, this is a conference that's been going on only for a couple of years.
This is
seems like huge growth in terms of the attendance especially.
Yes, this is our fourth conference. 3 years ago when we were in Palm Springs, we had about 500 to 600 people, and it's just doubled every year since. It first started out, it was mostly farmers and fuel suppliers and a few biodiesel producers. And now we're just having hundreds of people walk in that want to know more about biodiesel. They're signing up for the conference. They're going to the sessions to learn. Some of them may never put up a biodiesel plant or invest, but they want to use it. But they want to know more about it and what it can do for them and for clean air and for the environment, too.
One of the things that impressed me attending my first one last year was the diverse group of individuals who do come to this. I mean, you've got everybody from major corporations that are making investments in products and plants to farmers who are growing crops to make this fuel, as well as people are just users who want to know a little bit more about it, right?
Yes, and as we talked about in the general session today, energy independence is on everybody's mind. Now, biodiesel is not going to completely take over the diesel fuel market, but it's going to make a difference. It's renewable. It's something we can control. It helps our farm economy. It's good for rural areas, for biodiesel plant investment and things like that. And people want these type of things. And over time, we're seeing the interest explode in places we've never dreamt it would.
With all the growth that's happening here, anything's presenting a special challenge to the industry or the business right now?
Well, two things. Number one, fuel quality. We've had fuel quality problems in the past, and I'm sure we're going to continue them in the future. As we look into these different issues, we're finding things that we can do to enhance fuel quality. You know, testing is certainly the first to make sure that we're actually getting specification product out of the biodiesel plants and all the way to the consumers. You know, clean fuel tanks and, you know, proper operating and blending procedures, those all help. And I think the other challenge I'd have to say is in the public policy area. For years, American Soybean Association has represented us in Washington. We have our own representation now, and ASA is still there helping us too. But since it's come on everybody's radar screen, there's more and more people wanting to do something for renewable energy, for the environment, to help farmers. And we have a lot of people that we need to educate as to what we need, what will work, what won't, and what will help make us less dependent on foreign energy.
I know the people in the ethanol side of this equation have certainly had a lot of challenges with the whole food versus fuel issue. As it relates to corn, how's that playing out on the biodiesel and soybean side?
Well, I guess you could say we hear the same thing too, because soybean oil is used as a foodstuff for a lot of products, and it'll continue to be used as a foodstuff. But it's not a fuel versus food thing; it's a food and fuel thing. We've got higher prices for soybean oil now. We're starting to see people saying, how can I produce more on the farm? What varieties are going to give me higher oil yields and, you know, processing techniques and whatever? They're talking about taking oil out of the ethanol process. You know, most of the poor people in the world are actually farmers. And if you can do something that can add to their income, maybe they're not going to be poor anymore. Give them an incentive to produce. The American farmer is going to do it.
Anything else you want to say about this conference this year that we didn't touch on here that people just might be interested to know?
Well, you mentioned earlier that there's a lot of non-farm people here. And when this all started out, it was farmers. Early on, we realized that we couldn't do this by ourselves, and we started bringing people from industry in to get involved, and it has snowballed from there. And those people that came in have helped it go. We couldn't have done it by ourselves. They couldn't have done it by themselves. No matter how you slice it, agriculture is going to be the feedstock producer in the future. They don't mine it. They don't pump it out of the ground. It comes from sunlight. It's grown by farmers, and that's going to continue. But we have to have these other people here too, in their various capacities. And it's not like if you go to a corn or soybean conference or petroleum conference or anything. This is really diverse, and I think it's great.
Fantastic. Well, that's Darrell Brinkman. He is chairman of the National Biodiesel Board and a soybean farmer from Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.